Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay, so a long time ago, on a cold and windy night, a policeman walked slowly down the street and he saw this man leaning against something other, and I forgot what he said. And he was talking about was it a barber shop? No, a restaurant that he used to like to go to. And I ain't good with this. And he saw another man, and this man was Jimmy Wells, and he passed them something. I don't remember exactly what. And he said, "Well, this is Jimmy Wells." And then, did he say he was under arrest? Somebody, he was under arrest, and asked him, was he gonna go quietly? He said that would make sense. And then he handed him something to read before they left, and he started reading, and as he read, he started getting shaky. That's about all I remember.
Next,
I'm
what?
sorry.
Okay, that's good. Next, what I would like for you to do is to tell me a story, maybe a childhood experience or something like that. Try to think of a story that has at least three people in it or three characters in it, if you can, or at least two.
Now, this ain't no story, this is the
Okay.
truth. I remember a long time ago when we were small, and on the farm we had cows, and my father had these cows on the farm, and he always was sending my sister and my brother to get the cows, and they had got to the point where they didn't like going after him. So this one particular evening they went and got the cow. He wasn't a full-grown cow, it's more like a calf, like. And they took and they tied his tail to a tree, and they whooped the cow, and the cow pulled its tail out by the root. And my father had the, he made him something so he could kind of keep the flies from biting him and stuff. And after that, he made my sister and brother, like when the flies be biting the cat, he would make them take something and fan them to keep the flies from biting the cat.
Okay.
And that's about
That's the story?
it.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a story, a
Okay.
very short story, and I want you to tell it back to me. Okay, this is the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's the story. Okay, can you tell me about that?
A lady went grocery shopping, and she got a grocery. When she got up to the counter to pay for her groceries, she didn't have a wallet. So when she went home and she opened the door, and just as she was opening the door, the phone rang, and it was a little girl, and she told the lady she had found her wallet.
Okay. Try to remember that because that's the last thing I'm going to ask you. Okay. The next thing is I'm going to give you some categories, three categories, and I want you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as possible, as fast as you can. Okay? And keep going until you run out, and I'm going to just time you. Okay? So when I tell you the category, you can just go ahead and start. Okay, the first category is foods. As many foods as you can.
Oh, start?
Yeah, go ahead and start.
Oh, collard, macaroni and cheese, eggs, grits, potatoes, pork chop, chicken, string bean, early peas, corn, peas, cabbage. Oh, still go?
Keep going.
Cabbage. Steaks, hamburger, hot dogs, breakfast sausage, fish, liver, ooh, I should be able to think of a food net.
You read us?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. All right. The next category is animals. And go ahead and start.
Animal. Dog, cat, rabbit, squirrel, possum, coon, goat, cow, horse, rat, I guess the sound. Can't think of no more.
Keep going.
All right, what else would be there? Sheep. I can't think of no more.
Try to think of a few more.
Oh, okay, sheep. Goat, I say goat.
Drawing a blank now?
Yeah.
Okay. The last category are kitchen items. Things you find in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and start.
Plates, saucers, cups, spoon, bowls, pans, cookie jar, microwave oven, stove, refrigerator, sink. What else? Kettle, cough pot. Table. Chair for stew. That's it.
Can you give me a few more?
What else? Dish rack.
Okay.
Dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
Dish cloth.
Okay.
Dish towel. Tea. Milk.
Running out?
That's it.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, and I'd like for you to repeat them back to me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going to time this one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
582. Repeat it back to me.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619-4713.
Oops, you added a number. Okay. 392487.
3924817.
Oh, you added a number again.
Oh, well, I can't get this one.
Adding that one. Okay. 591-7428.
591-7428.
417-9386.
417-9386.
581-92647.
481-9287.
Almost. Okay. 382-95174.
3829-5187.
Almost. 847-74. Yes. Let's do another one. 275-862-584.
275-862-5874.
You keep adding that number in there. Okay.
Hello.
713-942-568.
713-582-9473.
Okay, you added another number.
Uh-oh.
At one.
I don't know what it is anymore.
Okay, this time I'm going to tell you some numbers. I want you to tell them to me backwards.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
2-4.
4-2.
Mm-hmm. 5-8.
5-8-5.
Mm-hmm. 6-2-9.
9-2-6.
Mm-hmm. 4-1-5.
5-1-4.
Mm-hmm. 3-2-7-9.
9-7-2-3.
Yeah. 4-9-6-8.
8-9-6-4.
You transpose two numbers.
Uh-oh.
Okay. 1-5-2-8-6.
6-8-5-1.
Okay. 6-1-8. 4-3-3-8-6-8-6-4.
Oh, I don't forget it.
Let's do one more. 5-3-9-4-1-8.
8-1-4-9-3-5.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. Let's do another one because you got that right.
724-856.
You lost it?
Yeah.
724-856.
6-8-5-4. Oh, I forgot. 2-6.
Almost. Okay. Let's do one more. 812-9365.
5-3-9-8-1-6.
Okay. That's enough of that.
Okay.
Okay. This is a test of attention, and you'll see why once you get into it. And this is my practice sheet. First thing I want you to do, see the first line, that's part one? I want you to read those as quickly as you can. The first
line. The orange, green, brown, purple?
Uh-huh, that's it. Okay, that's the task. What I want you to do is start from here and read across as fast as you can.
And go all the way to the bottom?
All the way to the bottom.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Good. 9.25 seconds. Okay. See, line two, mm-hmm. part two, mm-hmm. tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay, that's what I want you to do. Again, start here and go across all the way down to the end and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, green, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 12.50 seconds. Now, do you see the third line?
Brown, orange, green, and yellow.
But this time I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in. Don't read the word.
Oh! Green, black, gray, and yellow.
Green, black, gray, and...
Hmm?
Tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh! Green, black, gray, and blue.
That's it. Okay, that's what I want you to do. Start across and tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, green, yellow. Green, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, and red.
Okay, that was 23.97 seconds. Okay. Test of attention, because you have to really pay attention to that last one.
Sure do.
Okay, do you remember that story about the lady with the groceries?
Uh-oh. This lady went to the store to buy her groceries. When she got to the counter, she didn't have a purse. And when she went home and she opened the door, as soon as she opened the door, the phone rang. The little girl had found her purse. Mm-hmm. And she was glad.
That's it. Great. Thank you. That's everything.
Oh, okay.
This is the payment form. Mm-hmm. So that when I go back to the university, probably next week or the week after, mm-hmm. I'll turn that in. And all I need is your mailing address and your signature.
Oh, there's your signature. Okay.
And that's everything.
You want to put my social security number right up on the hill?
Yeah, if you don't mind. I'm not sure. A lot of people haven't been putting them there, and I'm not sure what that does. I may have to write them back and ask them to give it to me, or I don't know. I don't know what. Usually people give it, but some people haven't. And I haven't been insisting on it because, you know, people are, mm-hmm. I've been a victim of identity theft myself, so I know people don't want to give up their social. I wouldn't want to give up mine either. Right here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where it says, right above my name, where it says participant signature.
Oh, okay. Right.